There we go. We started off with Nick and Dustin on Mary Kay Cabot, the morning show, talking about Deshaun Watson and whether or not he can live up to Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes.
You didn't trade for him to be your Skippy McNobody. You didn't trade for him to be your Carson Wentz. You traded for him to be, because he's supposed to be on the level of Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow, yeah?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's why you're paying the guy $200+ million.
Yeah.
So I heard that this morning. I first heard I saw the headline on Twitter, and Keith is like, "Oh, it's a little misleading." I listened to the interview. I'm like, "Yeah, it's pretty much what they said."
Taking some strays today is Keith Britton from Dustin Fox.
I love Keith.
Well, I don't know what anybody's reacting to.
Well,
that's why you gave three first.
She said it.
Yeah. In fairness, I didn't say it's not necessarily what she said. I just said that that's not what I would have come out of the interview emphasizing. But that's fine.
That was the one thing I came away from the interview with.
Well, I'm with Nick. Like, I think it's pretty much common sense that's why they did it. Well, they're hoping that he's their Joe Burrow.
Like, what's changed from when they traded him and gave up $230 million?
But here's the thing, guys. It's different to say they traded for what they hope will be Joe Burrow than saying they've got their Joe Burrow.
I don't know. Is it that different? I don't know. I don't think it's that different, but I think the sentiment is on, and the sentiment is right there. You don't pay for Joe Burrow. You know, you didn't pay for even Patrick Mahomes. You paid for Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson can be your franchise quarterback. Let's put him in his own class. I don't need to put him in a Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow class. Let's put him in his own class. He can be a top-tier quarterback. That's what the $231 million was for. As Don Draper says, that's what the money was for. So I'm gonna have to believe that even though I feel like a Burrow comp can be made, the part where I would maybe relax on this a little bit is that I don't think you can make a Patrick Mahomes camp. And here's where I think he's got to carve out his own way. Because the two people we're talking about are in completely different situations than Deshaun Watson by a mile. Deshaun Watson is in a once-in-a-lifetime situation with what he has here. You know, Mahomes didn't take 700 days off. Burrow didn't take 700 days off. But on top of it, Mahomes is stripped down to just Travis Kelce and then not much more, where Watson's got more than that. And Burrow's got an all-star team offensively. He's got everybody and anybody. He's got Chase. He's got Higgins. He's got Boyd. He's got Hurst. He's got Mixon. He's got all these weapons to play with. It's two entirely different situations. All right, next up, we go to the morning show. Anthony Lima made a dangerous mistake for married men everywhere.
I was proud of myself. I'm like, look at me. I don't even care.
You and your wife are having a standoff of who's going to do the laundry. That's what that shows. Good for you.
I did forget the wedding ring.
Just gonna leave that part out.
No, I mean, but I texted her. I texted her immediately. I said, "Hey, I'm an idiot. I forgot the ring."
No big deal.
So I tell her, because I don't want to come home and have her go, why didn't you wear the ring? What?
Forget about Bronny James. He can wait a segment. Hold on. You've had me this whole time thinking, Sarah's calling it a little bit of a tight strike zone. He went to a basketball game. He was with Zach. No big deal. He did wear your wedding ring.
I did not have the wedding ring because I have a little drawer that I put my watch. A few of my watches, the ring, my binaca. Not really. But
my little black books in there.
I put all my essentials in there, and I keep. There have been a few times now I've forgotten to put the ring on.
Dude.
No.
That was stupid.
I think it was Ken's reaction that I think I loved more than anything else. It was just nonstop laughter mixed in with you, idiot. That's too funny. I don't ever take my ring off. My ring is always on. I got witnesses. Dominic is a witness right here. My ring is on right now. My ring never comes off. I don't wear jewelry at all. Like, it's not a thing that I wear. So I didn't know how the ring was going to work. In college, I wore a necklace that made it look like I was a surfer in Hawaii because at the time that was cool. That's the only other like accessory I've ever worn. My ring is on me. It doesn't go anywhere. If I tried to take it off right now, because I've gained weight since the wedding, yeah, I got an 8.5 month pregnant wife at home. You know, I mean, it's pregnancy weight. I'm supporting her. And so if I try to take it off right now, I don't even know that I could, if I'm being honest about it. Some days it will, some days it won't. That'll tell you all you need to know there. Today's not one of those days that it looks like it wants to come off. So I don't want to end up in a situation like Jimmy Fallon where I lose part of my finger because of the wedding ring being on. But the only advice I would say, and who am I to give advice? I think I've been married for maybe like a month longer than Anthony. It's not a very long time, even though he's got his kids. So it's, you know, he's progressed faster in his marriage and everything than I have, I guess, at this point, although I have the kid on the way. I would say just never take it off. And if you think it's bothersome, you'll get used to it. Nothing is bothersome forever. And if it's really bothersome, you got the wrong ring to begin with anyway. You're Anthony Lima. Don't go cheap on a ring. You're Anthony Lima. Buy a nice ring. Not like a $20 one that you get from a CVS or a Walgreens or anything like that. Of course, that's not going to work out for you. Although, I have heard that those are good alternatives. I have friends of mine that spend $20. They get the plastic, the rubber rings. They look just as nice. Not a bad idea. I went to Bookman & Son for mine. That is an unpaid ad right there, because it's not an ad. It's just me saying where I went and got my ring. I went to Bookman & Son, and they hooked me up in a way where I got one that I felt like I really liked. I really do enjoy it. I think it fits nice. I spent a little bit of money on it, no question about that. But it fits nice, and I like it a lot. Million ways you can go with wedding rings, no question. Baskin and Phelps, you go to the Midday Show on Tito's Scooter.
I know we can talk about Andres Jimenez, we can talk about a lot of things, but I do think the story that has just absolutely captivated Guardians fans this offseason, why did you give me the look? Why did you give me the look?
I have no idea what you're scooting off to.
I was going to talk about the shakeup in the front office, that we don't see the behind-the-scenes scouts. I really think... Or the Scooter's back! Man, how many times have I turned on the TV in the last 24 hours? The Scooter's back! Tito got his scooter back. Oh, man.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Could they have done the Scooter story more on local news in the last 24 hours?
The Guardian sent out video and pictures of the Scooter.
Congratulations on getting the Scooter
Terry
back.
Terry hanging out with Cleveland's finest. That was great. Can I? I'm not a policeman, nor have I played one on TV. Can I pass along a little police wisdom for Tito on this?
All I know is, please, if one of us gets pulled over today, he's Jeff, I'm Andy, okay? So he's
no,
Jeff.
No, it's this. Nothing but respect for the police officers, and my guess is, I'm hoping one of them said this to Terry Francona.
Yes.
Don't park that scooter on the street, please. We got it back for you once.
Where are you going to take it? You going to take it upstairs?
I don't know! But don't park it on the street.
The reason why Jeff is a seasoned broadcaster and is as good as you'll find is because he said it the same way I wanted to say it last night but failed to. He said it right. That's exactly what Cleveland's Finest should have been saying to Terry Francona. I was more upset that they did a whole, you know, parade about it all. And, you know, we got crimes in this city you got to be focused on. I love the boys in blue, but you got to focus on those crimes, not worrying about Tito's scooter. Tito, listen. You're worth millions. I don't know what a scooter costs these days, and I'm not saying that makes it right or wrong because you can easily replace the scooter. What I am saying, though, is if it happens again, we're not doing the whole media firestorm over it, okay? If it happens again, you're just out of luck. Take better care of your stuff if that's what it is. And I hate to put it that way as well, because that makes it seem like anyone that leaves a scooter outside is responsible for whether or not it does or doesn't get stolen. None of your things should get stolen. But we got bigger things to worry about. The police have bigger things to worry about than that. Out here saving people's lives. Can't be worried about scooters. We go back to the morning show. Joe Thomas had a big night last night. Anthony and Ken broke it down.
Do we have a recording? Because I had some nice conversations with Joe.
Joe called you. I didn't know Joe would actually call you and discuss hosting the Greater Cleveland Sports Awards with you. So we got some clips here. Are these jokes, Owen?
This is from his opening monologue. Yeah.
Now, what I want to do here, let's get a couple of the clips up. I want to know whether or not he used your lines in any of these clips, okay? All right, let's go. Here's Joe Thomas, Greater Cleveland Sports Awards. Hit it.
It's going to be easy. No problem. All you got to do is come up with a really funny 10-minute monologue to start the show. And I was like, wait, only 10 minutes? Can't go over? Because my plan, I was just going to stand up here and name all the quarterbacks that I blocked for. But that's way more than 10 minutes.
Yes or no, Tone?
Yeah, you know what? There were bullet points.
Oh.
There were bullet points, and he did a nice job weaving that in seamlessly.
Give me a yes or no. Did you help with that one?
There was just a tinge.
Lyman doesn't want to admit if he helped him with any of this stuff.
No, I mean, Joe has spoken.
Are you getting a writing credit on that joke?
And do you lose it if you share?
No, not that one.
When the Greater Cleveland Sports Awards is nominated for a regional Emmy, will your name appear?
Oh, you can bet I'm going to want in on that.
On that joke?
Oh, no, just the evening. I'm going to want in on it.
Now, hold on. We got other clips. If you didn't help on any of the other clips, I don't want to.
Oh, wait, keep
giving
going.
You credit.
Keep going. Joe still took it and made its own there.
Here we go.
Sports betting is legalized right here in Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. You got 10 more minutes to get in a bet for the degenerates out there for the high school athlete of the year. 10-minute warning. If you wanted to bet on the Courage Award winner, the odds-on favorite, Jadeveon Clowney, will not be winning tonight.
You?
That's
a good line.
There was some good stuff in there, yes. I'll say I helped.
Ah, come on. I know a Lima joke from a mile away. That was 100% a Lima joke. That was good, too, because that was one of the ones. Oddly enough, I'm sure Lima would enjoy hearing that was one of the ones. As I was sitting at the table and I asked our boss, Andy Roth, I said, how's Joe doing out there? Is he killing it? And I knew Joe would get some courtesy laughs. Because he's Joe Thomas, so he's going to get a favorable laugh from people. You know, the Anthony Limas, the Jonathan Peterlins of the world, we got to work harder for our laughs than the Joe Thomases. But funny enough, the guy that gave Anthony Lima that slot in the morning also said he made a great Jadeveon Clowney joke. Makes a lot of sense that come full circle back to the guy that he hired to do the morning show was the guy behind the Jadeveon Clowney joke. I guess Andy Roth's taste really is Anthony Lima. The good thing for Lima. The good thing for Lima. All right, last up, we go to the afternoon show. Nick Wilson on rooting for Joe Burrow or not.
Here's another thing I won't do. Not even for $10 million. Root for Joe Burrow. I hate this phony baloney fan thing we do. It's cool. If you want to root for
phony
Joe
baloney.
Burrow. Phony baloney. That radio thing. If you want,
get you out of here quick.
If you want to root for Joe Burrow this weekend, cool. I don't think you should call yourself a Browns fan. There's a difference between I appreciate somebody's greatness and I enjoy watching greatness in action and actively rooting for a divisional opponent. And I actually think in the NFL is the only major professional sport. So we got to take college out of this. It's the only major professional sport where rivalries matter. Like, there is no equivalent. Like, the Bengals are what? Your third best rival in Cleveland. There's no equivalent that even rises in baseball to the hatred level of the Cincinnati Bengals for the Cleveland Guardians. Like, I don't like the Tigers. I don't like the White Sox. I don't like the Royals or Twins, and I don't root for them to fail the way when I watch the Bengals, Ravens, or Steelers play. It's cool if you want to root for Joe Burrow, but maybe just turn in that fan card.
I don't want to talk with you guys when we come on back. 216-578-0092. Does rooting for Joe Burrow, does it make you less of a Browns fan in the process? Can you be a good Browns fan and root for Joe Burrow? Or do those two things just don't exist?